Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Jill Schlesinger is with us from JillOnMoney.com. Her show is heard weekends here on WBEN. You weren't invited to the wedding, were you, Jill?
You know, I was just going to ask you if you were invited to the wedding. You have a much better likelihood than I.
No. We were not.
Didn't make the cut.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. Sorry about that. And I feel like it's unfair. They should have you.
Yeah. Well, on the bright side, Jill, it was probably better for me to not go because I don't think I would have been able to afford a gift for that wedding.
No gifts necessary. Just, I'm sure that's what they did not say. Anyway, which is always the lie. Like, oh, we don't want gifts. Yes, you do. You want cash.
Right.
Yes, you do.
Right.
In fact. And also, you might be able to say to them, well, listen, we'd love to give you a gift, but we're so worried about tariffs, we don't know what to do. We're just going to have to figure out what to do. So I don't know if you guys heard this, that, of course, I'm sure you're reporting it, that the president now throwing yet another wrench in the tariff story. He has to do this on the weekend, so I got to work a little bit on the weekends, right? Good Lord. Anyway, he says he's going to double the current tariff rate on imported steel and aluminum from 25 to 50% later this week. Huh? I mean, this is getting nuts. We are having basically new tariff announcements, it feels like, every few days. So,
yeah. I mean, the back and forth over this, it's, you know, a judge rules one way one day, and then another judge rules the other way the next day. It's hard to know, you know, on a daily basis where things stand.
So here's where we are. We have the in place, the tariffs that 10% imported goods, everything, 10% on everything, 30% on China, 25% on steel, aluminum, and autos. That's where we are right now, okay? Just everything, drowning out the noise. The problem is, let's say you're a small business. You know, you're trying to figure out what to do next. How can you make a decision? I really can't imagine what that must feel like. Like, is this good or bad for my business? Where is the economy going? Don't know. Feeling very insecure about prices in general. Even if I am not importing tariffed goods, the whole idea that there is so much uncertainty weighing on the economy is likely to lead to a slowdown in growth. It does not mean we're going into a recession. I'm just telling you that uncertainty in general in human beings tends to mean that we freeze up and we don't do anything. Have you found that in your own lives where you're thinking like, well, I was going to go on a big vacation? Eh, maybe not. Have you found any evidence of that in your own lives?
Not really yet,
but I don't, you know, it's like a cautiously moving forward. Not yet, but I do have it in the back of my mind, like, maybe things are about to get more expensive. I just don't know. I honestly, Jill, I'm kind of like feeling like a lot of the traders last week who were saying, taco, You know, like at the end of the day, I don't know. Is anything really going to change when it really starts hurting people?
So now you are citing one of my favorite writers. Robert Armstrong wrote in the Financial Times an acronym that has really become, it's caught on, and it's kind of fun. It's called the taco trade, meaning that the administration does not have a high tolerance for market or economic pressure and often will back off when tariffs cause pain. And the taco theory is, ready? T-A-C-O. Trump always chickens out. By the way, a reporter asked the president this question, and he just got angry and lashed out. So he does not want to be called a chicken, and this is definitely getting under his skin. That said, it does appear that when things get too hot, the president does back off. And so you're right. There is some aspect of this which is, it's a lot of noise, but what does that noise mean to me if it doesn't amount to an actual change in policy? I think that the current tariff level, this 10% across the board, 30% with China, and that 25% steel, aluminum, and autos, that it is something that the U.S. economy can absorb and maybe will slow down, but might not go into a recession. I said might. So that level is something that I think traders and economists can work with and say, okay, I think the U.S. economy is strong enough to absorb that. I don't know if it does anything for us, and I don't know if it really tries to accomplish anything other than we raise a little bit of revenue, not that much. It's not going to pay anything close to what is needed to offset the spending in the new tax bill that's winding its way through Congress. So I'm not sure what we went through all this for. But if this is where we land, this is...
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Where we land.
You know, but it seems like we get to this doom and gloom moment, and the economy is still okay. In fact, it's kind of resilient.
It's so true. And in fact, if you look at the actual hard data, meaning you look at jobs, you look at the level of spending, right? And you look at some of the inflation data, what we now know coming into like this year was that things were slowing down already from last year. They have continued to slow down, but it does, I mean, there's some weird activity in the first quarter where there was a lot of importing, a ton of importing that was going on ahead of the tariffs, but that'll get reversed in the second quarter. But that we haven't seen massive inflation, we haven't seen big job layoffs, but we've seen things poke around almost to the extent that I would say that if you did not know the narrative of what was going on and you were just looking at the hard data, you would say, this is probably what it looks like when an economy's been growing for a long time and now slows down a little bit. But it has not been dramatic. I'm not saying it's as good as the best case scenario, and it's not as bad as the worst case scenario, but we're muddling along right now.
You know, it's interesting because this taco thing, it has investors maybe saying like, all right, let's just plow forward and we're almost not going to pay attention to it as much. Meanwhile, all these businesses are like, we have to pay attention to it. It changes day to day. I feel like there's a big disconnect there that, I don't know, has there ever been a disconnect quite like that where maybe the people on Wall Street aren't necessarily paying attention to what all these big businesses are saying every day?
Well, I think that they're paying attention to it. I think the difference, the real line in the sand, is big businesses can absorb the tariffs and the uncertainty a lot more easily than a small business can. I think that if you are a small business, it is a terrible situation because you don't have a voice. You're not going to, you can't pick up the phone and say like, oh, let me give you a $1 million donation to your library or your this thing or that thing, and let me get an audience with a president. You can't do that, right? And so you're left really holding the bag and not being able to plan appropriately. And if you are a small business that relies on imports, it's even worse. So maybe you're going to be okay. If we land at these levels, which is really the level that we thought we'd be at coming into this administration, there was some thought that there was going to be 10 to 20% tariffs that were out there. But it is really difficult. And I think the disconnect is one that always comes together. So one of two things usually happens in the long run. One is that, hey, the traders are wrong. The bond market is right. Things are really getting kind of crummy in the economy. And these companies are not going to be able to manage. They're either going to be right, or it's going to be that they are absolutely incorrect and that things are going to fall apart and it's going to be a lot worse than expected, and it'll happen at the end of the summer. We'll start to see the problems. Meanwhile, you and I have nothing to do. There's no action item to take. You can say what you just said to me, which is, hey, it's in the back of my mind. But what I would do if I were anyone who is thinking about retiring anytime soon is don't. I would say that, you know, me, you know, that I have like a, you know, my call-in show is all about people. I'm like, oh, you should retire. You should. Now I'm like, you know what? Don't retire. Retiring into a recession, no fun. So if you have a job and it's not terrible, keep working. Enjoy yourself. Play this out. Let's see what happens next.
All right.
I was so close, Jill.
I know you are. You're so young. Susan.
Oh, my God.
Keep working. You and me. We're in it.
All right. Jill Schlesinger from JillOnMoney.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.